free. With a huge range of brand and non-brand filters available, Filters Fast is the nation's largest filter home delivery company. You can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? And why not get your first filter free? Find out how by texting RADIO to 543-543. That's RADIO to 543-543.
Message and data rates may apply.
The worldwide leader lives in Cleveland. This is ESPN 850 WKNR Cleveland. This is ESPN Cleveland Baseball Tonight, presented by Joby's All-Natural Bee Pollen.
I'm Aaron Goldhammer. Greg Brenda is here. Emmett Golden's here. We are all nervous together. Guys, I can tell you're nervous. We're getting ready. Game 5 of the division series tonight. Greg, you've rooted for this baseball team since how long? What, do you remember going to your first Indians
yes,
game?
Yes.
What year was it?
It was a Friday night. It was July 22nd, 1962.
Wow.
Tito Francona. You know, I remember where I was living. I remember it was a Friday night. I remember that it was July. So thank God for Baseball Reference. One day I decided to try to find this game. I know they lost to the Minnesota Twins, and there I found it. They had lost to the Minnesota on this Friday night. That was the first game I ever went to. I cried after it because the Indians lost. I remember crying. I was crying because my team lost.
You didn't know the date until you went back to Baseball
Right,
Reference.
Yeah. I knew generally where it was, but I got the specific date. Tito Francona, by the way, was playing first base for the Indians that night. And it was a Friday night. They used to give away a car at the end. They would raffle off a car, and they would have fireworks, but they weren't even close to what the fireworks were today.
Now.
They lasted about 3 minutes, but it was very cool. We had box seats down the right field line. That's how long even before then, that was the first day game my dad took me to. Riz, I think, made a great comment at the end of the show. We still got 8 hours to go to the game. We got another hour to go to the game. I just want to get to the – I wish I could just be knocked out and wake me up when the game starts. Seriously. Could you just carry me to the ballpark, prop me in my seat, and then tap me on the shoulder when it's time to wake up for the first pitch?
Well, let me ask you this, and then we'll get to Emmett's story and how he connects with the team, because it's such a historic night. I think these are interesting to listen to, but – what's the most nervous you've ever been during an Indians game? Like, there weren't really big games when you were a kid. There were times they were a little over 500 a couple of years in the 60s. Yeah. The 70s was a terrible decade. 95, 97 World
Series.
I was
nervous during the series with Seattle because they had a really good team. And they had Randy Johnson. So I was really nervous in that series. I wasn't nervous about the Red Sox, but I was nervous about the
ALCS in 95.
In 95,
Indians won in 6.
Yeah,
Griffey had a great series.
Yeah, I mean I was nervous in that. In 97, you know, I was calm in the World Series because I'm going to tell you something, guys. I never thought they'd get there. That was such a weird year, and all of a sudden they got there. And they had a great series with the Orioles, and they won some big key games against the Birds, but I gotta say 95 against the Mariners I was the most nervous about.
Most nervous for me. I think back in 95, I was 15, and I was really excited, about them being. So I was nervous for all of those games. I'm not sure if this was the first game I ever went to or not, but when I was 10 or 11, my dad took me out of school. We went to an afternoon game down at the ballpark, set out by the bullpen, and I saw, like, I used to like Steve Olin, and I saw Steve Olin warm up, and I mean, that was like the greatest thing in the world for me, was to see Steve Olin, the submarine pitcher. And from that point on, that's when I was like, I want to be a pitcher after that. So that's where the tribe connects with me. I think about Steve that day, getting out of school, going and seeing Steve Olin warm up. He went in and pitched. I don't remember what he did, but I was so close to him. Yeah. I was sitting right here, and he was warming up about where Aaron was pitching. It was like the greatest moment of my life, and that's when I like truly became an Indians fan.
That name Steve Olin, of course, will remind every Cleveland fan of the tragedy in training in spring training. What was it, Greg? 1993 was the last
year. Yeah, in Winter Haven, Little Lake Nelly. Yep. Where,
Little Lake Nelly and Steve Olin died in the boat crash with Tim Cruise. My first game at Progressive Field, it was then Jacobs Field. I was here with Craig Karmazin, our CEO, to scout out Cleveland. At that point, I knew I was going to be moving here. And it was 2006, which was a down year. The Indians were expected to be good.
Yeah, that was a bad year.
But it was a great Hafner year. Yeah. And Craig and I went to a game together. We got there at about the fifth inning. And Hafner in the eighth hit a monster home run into what they used to call Prunkville.
Prunkville.
Right field. And I met some people from the organization that night. And then the next year I came in, and it was 2007. I was probably the most nervous in game seven in 2007. I was not in Boston. I was back home. Riz was there. And there was that moment where Kenny Lofton rounded third base. And who was the third base coach?
Joel Skinner.
Joel Skinner put the skids on that game and stopped Kenny Lofton coming around third. And then the Red Sox went on to score some runs, and they ended up winning and going on to win the World Series. That series was important to me because my dad had had heart surgery that summer, and he'd had a heart attack, and we didn't know how he was going to recover from that. And I love baseball, like a lot of people out there listening, because of a connection with my dad. And my baseball story is different. I didn't grow up with a major league team in my town. And my dad and I went to minor league games together, the Denver Zephyrs, who were, I think, the Brewers at that point, farm team. He grew up with the Denver Bears, who were the Yankee AAA team as he was coming up. So guys like Whitey Ford, and he saw when he was a kid playing minor league baseball in Denver. And then the Rockies came in 1993, and it was huge. And we had, guys, 80,000 people coming to baseball games.
At the old Mile High.
Wow. So it was.
I don't even know how that even worked for baseball, man.
You know how at Municipal Stadium it was really football in a baseball
place?
This was baseball in a football stadium. But we packed the house, and I was there the first game, Eric Young in what yard. Well, everybody remembers 07. The Rockies made it to the World Series. They had an incredible run. And my dad, when he came out of surgery in July, both teams were pretty good. And he said, "I'm predicting and we'll go together to a Indians-Rockies World Series." And so I was holding my breath in that Game 7 on the idea that my dad and I could have gone to those games together. And it meant a lot to me. And the Indians came up short, obviously, but that was probably the most nervous I was. We all have those times when we're sort of younger in life, and it just brings to light there are kids who are going to be watching this game tonight who remember last year, who are hanging on every pitch, who are wearing the gear, and they're growing up still, loving football and the Browns and LeBron. Everybody has those memories now from 2016.
Right.
But this is Cleveland's oldest franchise. This is 1901 stuff. These are all-time great players like Nat Lajoie and Cy Young and some of the greats, Tris Speaker in baseball history, who've worn this uniform all the way up through the likes of Albert Bell and Manny Ramirez and Jim Thome and Bob Feller. And they haven't won the World Series since 1948. And this game could be a key to unlocking that curse, that 1948 curse. And it's a big one tonight. It's Game 5 of the Division Series as the Indians take on the Yankees down to Progressive Field. And Encarnacion, we want to mention, back in the lineup. He'll bat fourth. And it'll be CC Sabathia against Corey Kluber, your pitching matchup for tonight.
I'm honestly, guys, not sure if I can handle a close game tonight. Seriously. I am so hoping that they just torch them early, man. Oh, my God. I mean,
you're starting to feel it. I can tell. We're about an hour, about 50. What is it? 7:08.
We're about
60 minutes away from first pitch.
Right.
And we all look like it. Yeah. If you're watching it land on demand, we look like three people rooting for the Indians an hour away from first pitch.
We're all going to get in the car and we're going to drive up 9th Street and we're just going to park it and walk into the ballpark. It's going to be cool walking into the ballpark because we're going to get there just about game time.
How long will it take us to get up 9th?
No, I don't. I think everybody should be there. It's an 8 o'clock start, people should be there by now.
I'm going to peek out, and if it's bumper to bumper, I might just say we'll walk. because we want to try to get there in time. Yeah. We should have time to get there by first pitch between 7:30 and 8:08. Yeah. Right now, and I mean right now, before the game, one thing you could do for karma, get an Indians victory, is to order windows from Universal Windows Direct. They're the company that gave out the free windows when the Indians won 15 straight. They needed to win. They ended up winning 22 in a row. But Bill and Mike are great guys. They are Cleveland-born and Cleveland-bred. I know they're going to be at that ballpark tonight rooting on their favorite team, the Cleveland Indians. Right now, they're offering an incredible deal. It's buy one window, get the next one free, plus no limits and 0% financing for 36 months. Some restrictions apply. You get free installation, lower your energy bills with custom-made replacement windows, and you've got to act now to take advantage of their special 0% financing for 36 months and free window offer when you buy. Schedule your free in-home estimate today. These windows are high quality. You're going to notice the difference. They make your home quieter. They make your home more comfortable. They help you on your energy bills. There's no reason, if you've got the old dank windows, that you don't get it going right now. 216-518-8900. Go to UniversalWindowsDirect.com. UniversalWindowsDirect.com, like me. You'll be saying, I love my windows. Bookman and Son time is 7:11. Quick update from Wrigley Field. Top of the eighth. Nationals 1, Cubs nothing. Nats have runners on first and second with two outs. Steven Strasburg was wondering whether he was even going to start this game for the Nationals. He had mold disease or whatever Dusty Baker was saying. Not only did he come out and pitch, he threw 7 innings of shutout ball, and his team is in position to potentially win. We're back after this. It's ESPN 850 WKNR.
Nothing's given. Everything is earned. Game 5. Rally together. ESPN Cleveland.
Don't waste your time and money at some fancy retail store. You don't need to pay for their lighting and displays. Folks, you just want furniture, name brand, for about half price. It's not damaged. It's not floor model stuff. It's not factory seconds. It's Northeast Factory Direct. That's right. Quality stuff for half price. Someone in the warehouse will help you. You go through your options. Then the brand new furniture is shipped to your door. Northeast Factory Direct and NortheastFactoryDirect.com. Don't be fooled. It's for real.
Minutemen HR and Staffing, Cleveland-based and family-owned, and they have been for 50 years. And in that time, Minutemen has put hundreds of thousands of people to work at companies throughout the Midwest. Minutemen is now looking to fill some immediate openings right here in Cleveland on the west side. The number to call, 216-688-9675. That's 216-688-9675. Both long- and short-term positions available at this Lorraine Avenue business. Call Minutemen for an immediate interview or visit Minutemen, Inc., com.
Get to Game On in Lakewood Thursday for the Bud Light Thursday Night Football League. Your chance to win a $100 Visa gift card. Here's how it works. Get there early, and our street team is going to be inviting you into the DraftKings League. Set your lineup for the week. You're good to go. Person with the most points at the end of Sunday's games is going to score a $100 Visa gift card and will be notified next week. Enjoy Bud Light specials, free Bud Light swag, and you can register to win Browns tickets to an upcoming matchup. That's Bud Light Thursday Night Football at Game On in Lakewood this Thursday, 7:30 to 10. From ESPN 850 WKNR.
Cooler weather means now is the time to try Joby's. Joe just wants you to feel better this season, not get sick so much. All natural bee pollen can work for you. I don't know if it will. It does work for me, and I love it. I really need to winterize and get my immune system boosted with all natural bee pollen. Chock full of nutrients, 7 month supply, $99, and the shipping's free. Plus, money back guarantee. Call 877-300-5632, 877-300-5632, and winterize with Joby's.
This is Charles Osgood. There are a lot of complicated things in life. Rocket science, taxes, and tying a bow tie. But insurance does not have to be one of those complicated things. Your local independent agency representing auto owners insurance will sit down and customize a plan just for you. So instead of trying to muddle through it all online yourself, contact your local independent auto owners agency.
In North Industry, call the Hollinger Yoe Insurance Agency at 330-484-2506.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.
Nothing's given. Everything is earned. Game 5. Rally together. ESPN Cleveland. This is ESPN Cleveland Baseball Tonight, presented by Joby's All-Natural Bee Pollen.
Another update from Wrigley. Game 4 of the American League Division Series between the Nats and the Cubs. 1-0 Nationals. Bases loaded, 2 outs. And Michael Taylor is at the plate for the Nats as they try to break this game open. Cubs will have 6 outs to try to get back 1 run. If they're able to do that, they will close the Nationals out. Otherwise, it's going back to Washington for a Game 5, which would come, guys, I think on tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
They killed their off day with the rain out, so I think they'd have to fly and then play.
Tomorrow. Yeah.
Tomorrow in Washington. This hour of the show is brought to you by Pro Roofing Services. At Pro Roofing, it is all about your roof. Everybody has a to-do list, but no project is more important than protecting your home or building from catastrophic damage. That's why you should start at the top. Pro Roofing is the best at what they do, commercial and residential roof repair and replacement. Go with the pros. Go to ProRoofingServices.com. That is ProRoofingServices.com. If you missed it earlier, we talked about Edwin Encarnacion, who's going to be back in the lineup tonight for the Indians. We talked weather as a factor in tonight's game. Kind of misty, although the game, guys, is still crisp by all accounts. Chris Holdak is with us. You have not seen anything about it potentially starting late, correct?
I have not seen anything. Nope. Yeah. We're scheduled on time right now.
8:08 first pitch. And this, in a game like this, guys, it's going to come down to pitching. You know, Corey Kluber bouncing back from game 2. If he's able to do that and give you 6 innings, 1 run, you got to feel pretty confident.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the number, Greg, what do you make of this number? The Indians are 65-0 when they've scored 4 or more runs with Corey Kluber on the mound.
Well, it just shows you that Kluber doesn't give up more than 2 or 3 runs when he pitches. Yeah. So the odds are with you that, first of all, Kluber goes deep into the game. You don't really use your bullpen. And if you score 4 runs, the Indians, when they score 4 runs all season long, were like, the number is amazing. You know, when they scored 3, they were horrible. Once they got to 4, the number is, and I wish I had the
so that's the magic number.
Is the magic number. Yeah. If the Indians can score 4 runs, there's like an 85% chance they're going to win the game.
Yep. So that's the number. I like the first 3 guys to get on, a gimpy Edwin to smash a grand slam, and then we could just go party.
Yeah.
At that point, the Yankees might as well stop playing.
You know, just score a run or two every other inning. You know, again, you don't have to hit a grand slam. Or just, you know, get a run in the first. All right, get 2 in the third. Get 1 in the fourth. Get 3 in the fifth. You know, like, just tack on and play from ahead. Because if the Indians play from ahead, then I love their chance.
Right, everybody's tried to be a hero home run hitter.
So when the Indians score 4 or more runs, they're 85-15.
Yeah, that's
so they
good.
Did it 100 times this year,
right?
And they won 85% of the time,
right? 4 more runs, they're 85-15,
and they're 65-0 with Kluber on the mound. I got to think they get 4 runs tonight. They win. 3 runs isn't going to do it. I think
3 runs are 17. Think about it. So when they score 3 runs or fewer, they're 17-45.
Yeah, so
they're 17-45.
3 runs ain't
when they only get.
For it is the tipping point.
Right.
They have got to get, and think about it. They had 0 runs in game 3, and they had the 3 runs in game 4. And if they'd have gotten a 4th run,
right,
you know, they could have changed the complexion of that game entirely.
Right, exactly.
So that's where that comes into. But you got to get 4 runs.
Got to get 4 runs. What that's the magic number.
Emma, what are you more worried about tonight? The pitching of Kluber or the offense behind him?
Actually, the offense. Jose Ramirez is so important. Frankie Lindor is so important. And with the exception of the grand slam, and I know that's huge, and that's the reason why we're in a game 5. If he doesn't hit that grand slam, then it was over a couple days ago. But we need them so much. And a slump's a hard thing to get out of. You know, you can have a pitcher, you can have a bad game, and you can come back and dominate. But when you go out every day and you're swinging at bad pitches and you get out of it, it's difficult to break out of a slump. So I'm more worried about that.
By the way, when they score 5 runs, they're
undefeated.
Close. When they score 5 runs, they're 71-7.
So five runs, five runs, and it's
they're
really
71
over.
And right, seven.
So break the, run these down again. If they score five runs, they're 71 and seven. Mm-hmm. They score four runs,
they're 85 and 15.
And if they score less than four,
then they're screwed. They're 17. They're 17 and 45.
You're screwed if you don't score more than three tonight. Right. Yeah. You got to get to four runs.
Exactly.
Tonight. Any way you possibly can. You've got to get to four runs tonight. Our show tonight is presented in part by our friends at Northeast Factory Direct. They have great deals going right now on furniture, the high-quality stuff. They've got Amish furniture. They've been looking for a way to provide it for you for a while now. You're talking about the solid wood, the quality stuff. Alex and the guys are thrilled to be working with a group of skilled Amish craftsmen from Millersburg to get you exclusive access to custom solid furniture. Amish dining room sets, everything you're looking for right now. There are four dining sets on the floor, but you're going to be able to work with one of their low-pressure sales staff to pick from four chair styles, four stains, four style legs, four edge options, four corner options, everything you could want, all your wood types. Plus, you can save up to four self-storing leaves so you can get everybody around the table for your Thanksgivings, your Christmases, whatever. The owner of the Amish Furniture Company is going to be at the West 140th location Saturday, 10 to 3. Come out, ask questions, learn about it. If you get your order that day, they're going to be made and delivered in time for Thanksgiving. West 140th in Cleveland. Shop online. Go to northeastfactorydirect.com, northeastfactorydirect.com. The Nationals just hit a grand slam. Yep. Top of the eighth, they're up 5-0. So it looks like we are going to have a game tomorrow night, a game five, back in Washington in that Cubs National Series. Before we get going with starting our national coverage for tonight, earlier today, the manager of your Cleveland Indians, Terry Francona, was at the podium.
You went through this in 2004 where your team is battling history a little bit and the pressure of the moment as the games get bigger. How has this team handled itself in these situations?
Well, last year we lost. So, I mean, I'm not sure how to – I mean, this is our first time in this situation this year. I have a much better answer after the game. I think that when you bring up things like that history, if you allow it to enter into what you're doing, it can get in the way a little bit. But I think our group is pretty solid where, you know, we got to go win a game. And whatever happened in 1959 or whatever happened on Tuesday doesn't matter. We just need to go win a baseball game. And fortunately, I think our guys are pretty good at that.
On the inner aisle on your left.
Tito, Edwin's back in the lineup tonight. How do you feel he looked both running and hitting yesterday in the workout?
He's never been our best base-stealing threat, even when fully healthy. But I thought he was moving around fine. I was more concerned with him hitting. I watched him in a cage. I watched him on the field. If I wouldn't have been looking for it, I wouldn't have known that something was going on. So I thought that was really a good sign.
Right up front here, Tito.
Tito, obviously you have a lot of decisions to make with the lineup and such. Roberto Perez is starting today. Usually you see Gomes and Kluber together. What went behind that decision?
Well, we evened it out towards the end. That was probably the hardest decision. When the guys went home last night, Millsy told them that we'd get a hold of them because I actually didn't know. And I took some time and talked to the coaches. And then, as always, I talked to Millsy, you know, just about everything. And we just finally decided that that's what we were going to do. I don't think there was a wrong decision there. And I think before it's all said and done, and we told Gomer that he'll have something to say about the outcome of the game.
On your left, Tito, Ken.
Terry, injury updates are part of your job. You've been doing this week with Edwin. How much do you talk about that with your front office and your training staff just to make sure that the public is getting that accurate information and you don't create any additional headaches for yourself with information that's misleading or inaccurate?
Why did I miss something?
Dusty got in trouble with Strasburg.
Oh, good. I'd rather be Dusty than me. I love Dusty. Don't get me wrong. You know what? I think the communication – if you have a communication breakdown anywhere, you're probably going to embarrass yourself. I think that's one of the things that we take pride on here. And I give our guys a lot of credit. Chris and Cherney are unbelievable. And, you know, it's just – so – and our training staff is always really good about keeping us in the loop. So it's never really been an issue.
Marley has a question in the third row.
That's the manager of your Cleveland Indians, Terry Francona. Guys, I think Tito, very comfortable, very confident. Yeah. Get ready for game five. Tonight, cracking jokes. You know, he said Edwin's not our best base stealer, so I don't think a sprained ankle is going to hurt him there. But obviously, you know, you can't push off and land right when you're hitting if you've got a bad ankle sprain. So I think it's going to affect him a little bit. I don't think he's going to be able to speed in for a double. If he's on late in the game, we talked about it, he'll be pinch run for. His mere presence, almost like Willis Reed for the Knicks or whatever, his mere presence in the lineup, I think, is going to help settle everybody down, and it's going to put some fear in the heart of the Yankees. The Indians haven't lost in this series with Edwin Encarnacion in the lineup, and hopefully that can make some bit of difference.
Well, Edwin is a great mistake hitter. When you make it, and he's a guess hitter. If he's guessing right, or you throw a mistake, he's going to hit the ball out of the ballpark. Mm-hmm. And boy, we just need him to do that once tonight with like two guys on base. It would be great,
or with three guys on base, and then with the numbers that you had at the beginning of this segment, the game would be over.
Right.
I got to shout out my enjoy the ride brother, Michael Friedman, and the whole crew at Ganley Subaru on the Bedford Auto Mile. Through the Subaru Love Pets Initiative this October, Ganley is partnering with local animal organization to provide pet supplies and starter kits for a new pet adopting families to keep animals happy, healthy, and ready for their new homes. Get involved today. Donate items at Ganley Subaru of Bedford. Go to GanleySubaruofBedford.com to learn more. They've got the new Subaru Crosstrek as well, which is just beautiful. I bought a Volkswagen a couple of weeks ago, a new Passat, which I love. But the Subarus are unbelievable cars, too. Check them out. Corner of Broadway Avenue and Rockside. Got to get a car. Got to get it at Canley Subaru. Michael Friedman and his staff will take care of you. Emmett, a quick prediction from you, please.
5-2, Tribe wins.
Greg.
9-3, Indians.
I got the Indians 4-3.
Okay. See?
Guys, it's a big game. Everybody take a deep breath with me. You ready? Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. For Emmett, Greg, I'm Aaron. Chris was here as well. This is ESPN 850 WKNR. Greg will have 10th inning as soon as we're done. Have a good night, everybody.
Hey, it's Gerard Cherry for Airport Nissan and Nissan of Streetsboro. These are not just your average car dealerships. My guy, president and managing partner Jerry Bennett, believes the most important thing is treating people well, helping others, and earning trust. Shown through their many special experiences, including service pickup, they'll pick up your vehicle from anywhere, service it, and return it to you. See the difference. Airport Nissan at West 130th and Brook Park in Cleveland, and Nissan of Streetsboro, Classic Drive in Streetsboro, or visit NissanCleveland.com.
Cooler weather means now is the time to try Joby's. Joe just wants you to feel better this season, not get sick so much. All natural bee pollen can work for you. I don't know if it will. It does work for me, and I love it. I really need to winterize and get my immune system boosted with all natural bee pollen. Chock full of nutrients, 7-month supply, $99, and the shipping's free. Plus, money back guarantee. Call 877-300-5632, 877-300-5632, and winterize with Joby's.
Want a chance to win a $100 Visa gift card just by playing fantasy football? Get to Game On in Lakewood this Thursday to join the Bud Light Thursday Night Football League. Arrive early to get invited to the league, set your rosters, and that's it. The winner will be notified next week. Enjoy Bud Light specials throughout the game, free Bud Light swag, and enter to win tickets to an upcoming Browns game. The Bud Light Thursday Night Football League this Thursday at Game On in Lakewood.
This is Charles Osgood. There are a lot of complicated things in life. Rocket science, taxes, and tying a bow tie. But insurance does not have to be one of those complicated things. Your local independent agency representing auto owners insurance will sit down and customize a plan just for you. So instead of trying to muddle through it all online yourself, contact your local independent auto owners agency.
In North Industry, call the Hollinger Yo Insurance Agency at 330-484-2506.
College football programs know the importance of recruiting. If they want to compete at the highest level, they need to bring on the best talent, people who have the skills and drive to be a success. The same is true in business. Recruiting is vital. And with ZipRecruiter, you'll have a smarter and simpler way to assemble your own winning team. With just one click, you can post your job to over 100 job boards, Then ZipRecruiter's matching technology identifies relevant talent fast. 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within 24 hours. And your ZipRecruiter dashboard helps keep everything in one place, so it's easy to review and rank the candidates with the best experience. You'll be building a powerhouse program in no time. Choose the smartest way to hire. ZipRecruiter, official sponsor of the Ohio State Buckeyes.
For your free trial, go to ZipRecruiter.com/GoBuckeyes. ZipRecruiter.com/GoBuckeyes. Once again, for a free trial, go to ZipRecruiter.com/GoBuckeyes.
Coming up on Baseball Tonight, the Cleveland Indians look to have their division series all but wrapped up after an epic Game 2 comeback, but the Yankees went home to the Bronx, got two outstanding pitching performances, and have delivered an ultimate game. We'll get you ready for Game 5. The Nationals trying to force a fifth game in Chicago. They did get Steven Strasburg back. Highlights from Wrigley. Plus, who could be the new manager of the Boston Red Sox? All before the Indians and Yankees. Game 5 next on ESPN Radio.
News, insights, and analysis. This is Baseball Tonight on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Now, here's Mark Kestershire.
And we welcome you to Baseball Tonight. This was scheduled to be an American League-only Division Series day, but after yesterday's rainout in Chicago, Cubs and Nationals getting in Game 4 of that Division Series, which was filled with a ton of drama overnight and this morning after initial word that co-ace Steven Strasburg will not take the ball, now on normal rest because of illness. Well, he took the assignment with the Nats down 2-1 in an elimination game against the Cubs' Jake Arrieta. We will have details for you from Wrigley coming up in just a few minutes. With you for the next 35 minutes or so before Game 5 is played in Cleveland. The Indians missed a chance for a series sweep in New York Sunday night. Lost a tight 1-0 decision in Monday's Game 4. Trevor Bauer didn't get out of the second inning for the Tribe.
The 3-2. Swing and a ball ripped left field. Back there. And that one bounces off the track and hits the top of the wall. Hicks is in. Gardner is in. Judge into second. And it's 4-0. Aaron Judge delivers his first hit of this division series. And it's huge for Zip Yankees.
And the Yanks also took advantage of four Cleveland errors, accounting for 6 unearned runs, a 7-3 victory, to even this series at 2 games apiece. And so it now comes down to one more game with two former Cy Young Award winners as starting pitchers. Corey Kluber is expected to win his second Cy Young this season, asked if he's savoring this Game 5 opportunity.
I mean, I think we would all have liked a lot more to have won the third game in New York and not be here in Game 5. But, yeah, I mean, if you think about it, if you're talking back to spring training, I think that you know, every team wants to get to the postseason, and that's where we're at right now. And you know, this is what everybody plays for.
Kluber will face CC Sabathia, a Game 2 rematch. His Yankees 3-0 so far this postseason in elimination games. Indians have lost their last 5 games with a chance to close a postseason series dating back to last fall's World Series. But they will have home field tonight, and that's where we begin now our first trip inside Progressive Field in downtown Cleveland. We send it to the guys who'll have tonight's call alongside Chris Singleton. Here's John Ciambi.
Kesty, thanks very much. Game 5 coming up tonight between the Indians and the Yankees. Chris Singleton, when it was 2-0, how confident were you that we'd be back here for Game 5?
We weren't coming back to Cleveland until like Thursday, getting ready for Game 1 of the American League Championship Series. When we left here, I said the series is over, and I didn't even know if we'd see a Game 4. Tip your cap, Joe Girardi and his club. I mean, you can get on Joe Girardi for Game 2 and not, you know, challenging the call and requesting, you know, replay review. But how about bouncing back the 2 games and getting to a Game 5? So here we are tonight. When you look at these two clubs, the pressure falls on the Indians. They were supposed to win this series. They were the best team in the American League at the end of 2017. They had the long win streak, their home field advantage, everything. And so there's some pressure on them.
What do you make of, I guess, today's game of baseball where teams load up their bullpen? I guess specifically, the Indians have the advantage on the mound in terms of starter tonight. They have the best pitcher in the game, arguably, in Kluber, and there's an advantage against Sabathia. But it's not as great as it would have been, say, you know, 8-10 years ago, because teams now fortify their bullpen, and if the Yankees can just scratch out one little run early, they're not going to wait very long to start marching those guys in who could really bring the heat.
Yeah, it's going to be real interesting to see, because CC Sabathia, you know, pitched really well here in game two. He was under 80 pitches. Some people said, oh, you should have kept him in there, let him go. But it's also one of those touch and feel things with Sabathia. You get to a certain point, I don't think you want to try to get too much and end up, you know, losing the great gains that you had in that game. But with that said as well, Joe Girardi talked about it today of how do you, you know, which guys do you go to in terms of stretching a game and getting it to the end and early. But I would say the Yankees are in a really good spot if CC can give them at least 4 or 5 quality innings. I think Chad Green's good for, you know, inning or two tonight, and they can really get there. But Corey Kluber's not going to go down quietly, and I don't think with Edwin Encarnacion back in the lineup for the Indians tonight, I think things are going to click better for them offensively.
Indians, the defending American League champions. Earlier today, I had a chance to catch up with Indian skipper Terry Francona. I asked him how he's feeling heading into the elimination game.
And again, I want to make this perfectly clear. I do not do drugs. I don't, but it. This is what it feels like to me. I mean, if you can't be excited for this, you have no heartbeat. I mean, my goodness, I've been nervous since I woke up, and I think it's okay to say that, just as long as it doesn't get in the way. I mean, everybody's excited, man. Like, this is what you kind of grow up for, and I'm also glad I'm not playing, because that wouldn't have bode well for us. So hopefully, it'll do better with me managing.
Edwin Encarnacion's back in the lineup. Tell me what you've seen from watching him that allowed him to play again.
You know, we had a workout yesterday, and everybody was concerned about him running. He's not a real good runner anyway. But I was kind of more concerned about his hitting. And watching him hit, if I wasn't looking for it, I don't know if I'd have ever noticed anything was wrong. He's turning on that back foot. He was driving the ball. So that was obviously a really good thing for us.
Corey Kluber gets the start. What went wrong in the game two start? Where can it be better specifically?
Well, I think mechanically, right from the beginning, you know, think his ball was flatter than normal. Usually when he's going good, he's got late movement. He's got some sink, two-seam movement. And he wasn't able to get that going. Even when he did get ahead, he couldn't put hitters away. So, you know, we'll be keeping an eye on that early. You know, even in a do-or-die game, you want to give him the benefit of the doubt, because if you get to your bullpen too early, you're going to have to make it reach with somebody. If we're going to make it reach, I'd rather do it with him.
Thanks, Tito.
You got it.
Now let's send it back to the studio and Mark Hestisher.
All right, Boog, thanks a lot. As John Ciambi and Chris Singleton will have the call of the deciding Game 5 of the series coming up in just about a half hour. I'm Mark Hestisher. Baseball Tonight on ESPN Radio is presented by 5-Hour Energy. When you're tired and have a lot to do, don't grab a coffee or soda. Have a 5-Hour Energy shot. It's sugar-free with 4 calories, and it fixes tired fast.
News, notes, and scores. This is the leadoff.
And we begin with Game 4 in Chicago between the Cubs and Nationals. We knew the Cubs were staying with pitcher Jake Arrieta regardless of yesterday's rainout. We assumed Steven Strasburg would replace Tanner Roark if there was a rainout, because Strasburg would now be on normal rest with the extra day. The Nats said they were sticking with Roark as of last night. Strasburg was ill. Then this morning, word was Strasburg was a go. GM Mike Rizzo said his Game 1 starter has had flu-like symptoms since that last appearance and wasn't healthy enough to pitch as of last night. But
as of today, we switched Strauss's antibiotics, gave him a higher dose, IVs and fluids throughout the evening, and this morning he felt much more like Steven Strasburg.
So he went to pitch against Arrieta. Not great conditions at Wrigley Field after the rain moved through. Still damp. 59 degrees, a lot of wind blowing in, and it would take a wild play to score a run, it appeared, and it looked like the Nationals got that run in the third inning with runners on the corners. Ryan Zimmerman at the plate.
The 1-2 pitch. Zimmerman bounces one past the mound toward the middle. Charging Russell, and it kicks off his glove and rolls away. Zimmerman safe at first. Harper to third. Turner in to score. 1-0 Nats.
Dave Fleming's call on ESPN Radio, 1-0, and between the weather and the way Strasburg pitched, it looked like that would be it for the Cubs. Strasburg going deep into the game.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Got him with the changeup. That has been the most devastating weapon for Strasburg in this start, and he has got 10 strikeouts now, one out into the seventh. 1-2, Strasburg ahead of Russell with one out and nobody on. Pitch number 100 is swung on and missed. Strike three, another changeup. 11 strikeouts for Strasburg, two down. The pitch on the way is swung on and missed. Strike three, got him with the changeup. And in what could be his final inning, we'll see. He strikes out the side. 12 strikeouts for Strasburg in seven dominant innings.
And that was the last pitch he would throw. Seven scoreless, the 12 Ks. And then in the eighth inning, John Lester, who was in his fourth inning of relief for the Cubs, actually picked a runner off first base. We know the problems he's had with runners on base over the years. So two outs, nobody on. Batter reached. Carl Edwards came out of the bullpen. He walked two batters to load the bases, and Wade Davis, the closer, coming in for Joe Maddon facing Michael A. Taylor.
1-1. Taylor swings. It's a high drive right center field. Hap going back on the warning track at the wall, and it's into the basket and gone. Into the wind, Michael Taylor has hit a grand slam. And the Nationals' dugout erupts. A swing of the bat that may well force game five of this series. 5-0 Nationals.
5-0, and Ryan Madsen on the hill right now for Washington. Two runners on, just got a big strikeout. So two outs in the bottom of the eighth inning. The Nationals 5, the Cubs nothing. Nationals trying to force a fifth and deciding game. It would be at Nationals Park in D.C. tomorrow night if it happens. And, of course, you'd hear it right here on ESPN Radio. Other news today, the Red Sox relieving manager John Farrell of his duties. In 5 seasons as Boston skipper, won a World Series title, had 2 last place AL East finishes, then followed it with back-to-back division titles, but knocked out in the division series round for the second straight year. Buster Olney will join us coming up later on Baseball Tonight with some possible managerial replacements for John Farrell out in Boston. I'm Mark Kestisher with Baseball Tonight before Game 5 between the Yankees and the Indians. We're brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings, Wings, Beer, Sports. Coming up on Baseball Tonight, presented by 5-Hour Energy, what must Indians ace Corey Kluber do to rectify his horrific Game 2 performance? Plus, in the batter's box, how will the Indians attack CC Sabathia? You're listening to the American League Division Series on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Hammer here, and guys, you know, I tell you all about the team at Ganley Volkswagen, Subaru, Alfa Romeo, and Fiat, located on the Bedford Auto Mile, how they have a great work environment, the safest vehicles around, and treat every customer like family. They also make car buying so easy with a huge selection of Volkswagens, Subarus, Alfa Romeos, Fiats, cars, trucks, SUVs, plus factory-trained service technicians, and the ease of scheduling your service online. Go to GanleyBedfordImports.com, and remember, gotta get a car, gotta get it at Ganley.
Minutemen HR and Staffing, Cleveland-based and family-owned, and they have been for 50 years. And in that time, Minutemen has put hundreds of thousands of people to work at companies throughout the Midwest. Minutemen is now looking to fill some immediate openings right here in Cleveland on the west side. The number to call, 216-688-9675. That's 216-688-9675. Both long and short-term positions available at this Lorraine Avenue business. Call Minutemen for an immediate interview or visit MinutemenInc.com.
College football programs know the importance of recruiting. If they want to compete at the highest level, they need to bring on the best talent, people who have the skills and drive to be a success. The same is true in business. Recruiting is vital. And with ZipRecruiter, you'll have a smarter and simpler way to assemble your own winning team. With just one click, you can post your job to over 100 job boards. Then ZipRecruiter's matching technology identifies relevant talent fast. 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within 24 hours. And your ZipRecruiter dashboard helps keep everything in one place, so it's easy to review and rank the candidates with the best experience. You'll be building a powerhouse program in no time. Choose the smartest way to hire. ZipRecruiter, official sponsor of the Ohio State Buckeyes.
For your free trial, go to ZipRecruiter.com/GoBuckeyes. ZipRecruiter.com/GoBuckeyes. Once again, for a free trial, go to ZipRecruiter.com/GoBuckeyes.
Thursdays. Either the greatest day of the week or greatest day of all time. Why should Friday get all the love? Every Thursday, our boneless wings are specially priced all day. Sure, you still have to go into work tomorrow, but being able to order our tender all-white chicken, lightly breaded and perfectly cooked to a golden crisp, boneless wings, hand-spun in your favorite sauce or seasoning at a discount does make it feel like the weekend started a day earlier. At participating locations only, Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sport.
Cooler weather means now is the time to try Joby's. Joe just wants you to feel better this season, not get sick so much. All natural bee pollen can work for you. I don't know if it will. It does work for me and I love it. I really need to winterize and get my immune system boosted with all natural bee pollen. Chock full of nutrients, 7 month supply, $99, and the shipping's free. Plus, money back guarantee. Call 877-300-5632, 877-300-5632, and winterize with Joby's.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-700-7260. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-700-7260. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-700-7260. 1-800-700-7260.
You're listening to the American League Division Series on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
I'm Mark Kestisher. Baseball Tonight presented by 5-Hour Energy as we work our way toward first pitch in the fifth and deciding game of this American League Division Series between the Yankees and the Indians. Corey Kluber, who got the start in Game 2, allowed 6 runs over 2 2/3, will face CC Sabathia once again. Sabathia, very familiar with that mound at Progressive Field. His 128th career start there, and confidence pitching in Game 5.
I've just always been confident in my ability to get people out, no matter what the stuff was. So being able to come out and have a good season, you know, it makes me confident. But I never really thought about that, you know, pitching in big games or anything like that. I just felt like if I got to the spot, then I could show up.
As Sabathia and Kluber are 1-3 in career wins at Progressive Field, they will match up coming up at the top of the hour. In 6 minutes from now, we will hear from Sabathia's manager, Joe Girardi. Let's go to the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Buster Olney, senior writer, ESPN.com, ESPN the magazine, been with us on our ESPN radio broadcast as he covers this series from Cleveland. Buster, what was the vibe in both clubhouses before this winner-take-all ballgame?
Very relaxed in the Yankee clubhouse. The trio of players played mini pool against each other. Todd Frazier, Starlin Castro, Luis Severino, yelling, having a good time. Aaron Judge playing a video, an auto game against Austin Romine. And CC Sabathia sitting in the middle of the clubhouse, chatting with everybody while he was watching the National League playoff game between the Cubs and the Nationals. And in the Indians clubhouse, two big card games going on, very relaxed, the players seeming very much at ease.
Once again, it's always the fans who seem way more tense for these winner take all than the players. And Corey Kluber, who did not have his best stuff, in fact probably his worst stuff of the year in Game 2, what does he have to do to rectify that performance?
And it was interesting because when we talked to Joe Girardi, he mentioned when's the last time he saw Corey Kluber have back-to-back bad starts. So I think everybody expects that he'll be better. Look, he likes to pitch on regular rest. He'll be on making this start on regular rest. The Indians felt like that he was out of whack mechanically at the beginning of that game and that his stuff really flattened out. Excuse me. There's some evaluators who believe that maybe he's got an ankle issue that's hampering him. The other day he was asked about that by reporters, and as always, very stoic in his answer, I'm fine.
Buster Olney is with us from Cleveland, and CC Sabathia, we heard from him as he looks forward to this challenge of Game 5. Why Sabathia over Sonny Gray, who would have been available?
Because he just has such ease. You heard it in that clip from CeCe where he essentially is saying, you know, I mean, it's just another game. Where on the other hand, I think what we saw in Sonny Gray in that game one start was someone who pitched defensively. He didn't want to give in to hitters. He wound up walking Roberto Perez, where I think that for the Yankees tonight, Sabathia is a good fit because of the pressure. But also, I know they factored in what's going on with Edwin Encarnacion and his injury as part of the reason why they chose Sabathia. Because normally, Encarnacion, when healthy, would be a big threat against a lefty like CeCe. Less so probably tonight, playing injured.
Well, we heard from Terry Francona about 10 minutes ago about Encarnacion, and he really wanted to see him hit rather than run. How effective do the Indians think he can be coming off that injury from Game 2?
And I think the word is hope, right? They seem to be hopeful that he can effectively swing, keep that his weight on that back leg, and still manage to be someone who could represent a threat. They know he's not going to be able to run very well. Here's the other thing, too. I think that even if he doesn't hit, the Indians feel like he's going to help because his mere presence could settle down some of the struggling youngsters in the lineup, like Jose Ramirez and Francisco Lindor, seemingly put more pressure on themselves in this postseason series.
Buster, a week ago following the American League wildcard game, member Severino only went a third of an inning, and the Yankee bullpen was all in chaos. How well is this bullpen set up for Game 5?
It couldn't be better. It's like Joe Girardi is picking from a menu, and he's got great choices. Whenever he takes Sabathia out, and I really believe it's the first time that CeCe runs into trouble, you'll see him pull the parachute and go to that bullpen. He's going to have David Robertson fully rested. He's going to have Chad Green fully rested. He's going to have Tommy Canley great shape. Aroldis Chapman in great shape. He could get 8 or 9 innings out of those four relievers alone. I would say this. I think Dellin Betances has been moved to the back of the line. I think you'd only see him in extra innings. I think you'd only see Sonny Gray in extra innings.
One more thought on Sabathia going back. How do you think the Indians will approach their at-bats against him this time?
And Kesty, you know this. Being a major league clubhouse, is every team plays a loop of the opposing pitcher on the video screens in their clubhouse before games. But it was fascinating today in looking at what the Indians presented for their players. Every clip of Sabathia was A, him giving up a hit, right? Positive reinforcement if you're the Indian side. And every single one was a ball taken to the middle of the field or to the opposite field, which probably tells you a lot about how the Indian staff wants their players to hit and approach Sabathia.
Elimination game tonight for both teams. More pressure on one team over the other?
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt there's more pressure on the Indians. They started this postseason as a prohibitive favorite to win the World Series because they played so well. But because of injuries and other issues, I think they're struggling. And the Yankees, on the other hand, weren't even necessarily expected to be here. And they could knock off the number one seed with a win here tonight. I think there's a lot more pressure on Cleveland.
Buster Olney with us from Progressive Field in Cleveland. We're getting you set for Game 5, the decisive game from Cleveland, Ohio. Some other news, Buster, and that was John Farrell's ouster as the manager of the Boston Red Sox. Let's take a listen to Dave Dombrowski, the Red Sox president, earlier today on what credentials he's looking for his next manager.
I think managerial experience helps. I don't think it's a 100% necessity, but I think being in a dugout during a game, seeing what the manager encounters is probably helpful. Yeah, I do think it is. I think that, again, I do think that it would be difficult for a person more so here than in some other places to walk directly onto the field without some on-field managerial experience at some level or big league coaching.
Dave Dombrowski earlier today. Buster, who's on the short list for that opening?
Two names to watch very closely. One, and this is who I'd bet the family farm back in Vermont on this one, Alex Cora, the Astros bench coach. He doesn't have the managerial experience that Dombrowski was referring to in terms of the major leagues, but he certainly spent a lot of time in dugouts and is part of the Astros analytic group, and he has experience in Boston which as a player, which is so important. And the other name, Brad Ausmus, who, of course, Dombrowski hired to be the manager for the Detroit Tigers years ago. My question about Ausmus is how much patience would he have for the aggressive media situation in Boston?
Wild card thought, because I haven't heard it really discussed, and Girardi still has a job, but if he doesn't, and it could be his option, could be mutual, would he be a viable option?
I doubt it. Look, I think if Joe winds up walking away from the Yankees, it's going to be because he wants to spend more time with his son Dante as he advances through high school with his baseball career. And leaving the Yankees to leave the pressure of New York, going to Boston wouldn't be my first choice.
Buster Olney with us from the field in Cleveland. We'll hear more from him throughout Game 5 of this American League Division Series, the decisive game between the Indians and the Yankees. I'm Mark Kestisher. Baseball Tonight on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. We're brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union, proudly serving the armed forces, the DoD veterans, and their families for over 80 years, federally insured by NCUA. Speaking of the Yankees manager, let's go back to Cleveland earlier today. Here's John Ciambi.
Kesty, thanks very much. Here with the manager of the New York Yankees, Joe Girardi. Game 5, and after all that your team has been through when you were down 0-2, and obviously you personally, what you've had to deal with, did you think you were going to get back here?
You know, I believed in this team the whole way throughout the year, and I told them that when we left spring training. I told everyone I really believe in this team, and there were question marks. There were question marks about Judge and what was he going to do. Could Sanchez repeat? What was Seve going to be? You know, he had struggled as a starter. And could Greg Bird have a big year for us? And I said, you know, I believe in this team, the veteran leadership and the kids, and I still do. And I have the whole way through. And so far, they've come up big, and we need to come up big one more night.
You have a veteran on the mound tonight, CC Sabathia, knows about pitching in these spots. What's your sense like of him being around him when he's got to pitch in a situation like this?
He's the same guy every day. That's the one thing I've noticed about CC. He's relaxed. He's going to laugh. He's got this big old barrel laugh that I love to hear. And he's going to get after it when he gets on the mound. He's going to give you everything he's got. He's not going to be, you know, too high or too low, depending on the situation. He's just going to go out and compete. So he'll be the same guy tonight.
Tactically, your bullpen is pretty well rested. You would use guys multiple innings tonight, would you not?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I'm going to use them as much as we need them. And obviously, I think the big thing is getting off to a good start and keeping it close early on, you know, or trying to get a big lead, one or the other. But just keeping it close and doing what we can.
Thanks for the time. Good luck.
Thank you.
Joe Girardi with our John Ciambi. Yankees, the 16th team to force a Game 5 after being 0-2 in a series. In a best-of-five series, 9 of the previous 15 have won Game 5. Yankees did rally down 0-2 in the best-of-five division series against Oakland back in 2001. Don't miss, if necessary, Game 5, the Nationals and the Cubs in the National League Division Series. That would be in Washington tomorrow night, 7:30 Eastern, ESPN Radio and TBS. If the Nationals get the final three outs, they have a 5-0 lead over the Cubs in Game 4 at Wrigley. We will keep you posted on that as we get set for first pitch in Game 5. Up next on Baseball Tonight, presented by 5-Hour Energy. First pitch, Indians and Yankees. Corey Kluber, CC Sabathia, the winner, goes to the ALCS, and the loser heads home. This is the American League Division Series on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
At Advance Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. Get 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic or High Mileage Motor Oil and a K&N oil filter for just $29.99. Speed Perks members also get a $5 emailed reward. Go to Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores to take advantage of this great offer while it lasts. Advance Auto Parts, where oil is priced like it should be.
I love to play it safe, especially when it comes to my facility and my guys. Everyone's got their PPE. Safe boots, safe goggles, safe gloves, safe everything. If I could make the vending machine safer around here, I would. Believe me, I've tried. That's why I love Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They help keep my facility safe and my people safer. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When I go to a game, I always sit where I can get the best view of the players. As a business leader, I use Ultimate Software for the same reason. Its full suite of HR, payroll, and talent management solutions gives me total visibility into my people. It helps me optimize payroll, discover rising talent, and retain top performers. Ultimate Software keeps me ahead of the game.
From running a sports team to running a company, no matter what business you're in the people business. Learn more at ultimatesoftware.com. Ultimate Software. People first.
America, it's time for some straight talk. Lobster is really just a fancy way to eat butter. Nobody wants to read the poetry you wrote in college, and guess what? That low-priced unlimited plan those big wireless carriers want to sell you? It's crawling with mystery fees, overages, and other nasty surprises. So it turns out those plans aren't so low-priced after all.
But look, there's a better way. Straight Talk gives you unlimited talk, text, and data, now with the first 8 gigs up to 4G LTE starting at just $45. That's way less with no contract. Plus, you don't have to worry about getting blindsided by mystery fees and overages. All on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks. Come on, it's time to stop being fooled. It's time to ask yourself, why haven't I switched? Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
In this tight labor market, finding new employees can be tough. Whether you're the business owner or an HR professional, you want access to highly qualified candidates fast. More than 3 million businesses use Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Whether you need entry-level or highly skilled employees, no matter the industry, with Indeed, you get immediate access to a high-quality pool of talent with no long-term contracts or upfront fees. For a limited time, Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to make their first job listing a sponsored job with premium visibility so more candidates will see it. You want to make a great hire fast, and this exclusive offer gives you a head start. Independent research delivered through Indeed than any other job site, making Indeed your one-stop source for hiring. To redeem this offer, go to Indeed.com/offer. That's Indeed.com.